Welcome to CE on ReachMD. This activity is provided by Prova Education and is part of our Minute CE curriculum. Prior to beginning the activity, please be sure to review the faculty and commercial support disclosure statements, as well as the learning objectives.
This is CE on ReachMD, and I am Dr. Luis Pazares. Today, I will provide a brief overview about clinical criteria, but also imagine strategies for B7-H3-directed ADCs in extensive stage small cell lung cancer. If we look at the literature, I think there are data, clinical data on about 6 or 7 ADCs directed to B7-H3. For example, we have seen the data with the ifinatamab deruxtecan on the IDEAT LUN-01 study, where 137 patients were treated with 12 milligrams per kg every 3 weeks, and responses were seen in about 48% of the patients. Looking at this data, but also the data with other agents, I would say most of the phase 3 trials are recruiting patients in this context that had histologically documented small cell lung cancer, good PS 0-1, and patients typically had not been treated with topoisomerase 1 inhibitors nor with B7-H3. And I suppose this is something that we will try to do in the future clinical practice when those agents are widely available for the treatment of small cell lung cancer. Importantly, we have to look and that this patient should not have prior pneumonitis or ILD, or at least those are criteria that we typically see into the clinical trials. Another point is going to be relevant is related to the presence of symptomatic or untreated brain metastasis. This had been a rule in most of the trials that we have commended, and is a inclusion criteria on ongoing phase 3 trials. That is particularly true that looking for evidence of brain metastasis is going to be relevant, and I think we have to monitor very well that type of disease. About 50 to 60% of the patients are developing brain metastasis all along the natural history of the disease. And therefore, it's important to really detect those metastases and monitor their over the course of the treatment. And for that, CT scan, brain CT scan with IV contrast, and particularly brain MRI, are good ways to detect. The final thing I think we have to very carefully check, particularly all along the treatment, for the detection of ILD and pneumonitis. We know that that may happen, and it's important to detect it rapidly so that we can stop therapy or even start treatment with steroids as needed. Well, I think this is very much what I'd like to say for today, and now my time is up. So I hope you find this overview useful, and thank you very much for listening.
You have been listening to CE on ReachMD. This activity is provided by Prova Education and is part of our Minute CE curriculum. To receive your free CE credit or to download this activity, go to reachmd.com/CME. Thank you for listening.